Hi, I'm Janelle Moretti.
And I'm Matt Moretti, the third.
We're married.
Obviously.
And that's nice, but we love all things Disney and we want to share our magical experiences with you.
Each week, we'll take you backstage to our lives as Disney parents / adult children, to our passion for the Disney parks and beyond.
And share some tips and tricks that might help you experience the magic that makes us feel like kids again every time we stroll down Main Street, USA.
This is the Mo Magic Hour Podcast. Hello and welcome. This is episode 13 of the Mo Magic Hour podcast. Crazy, right? I am Matt. With me, as always, my effervescent wife, Janelle. Janelle, welcome.
What does effervescent mean?
Majestic, mystical.
Like a unicorn.
Shiny. Yeah.
I like unicorns.
Unicorns are nice. Have you seen a unicorn?
No.
But you like narwhals, so like unicorns of the sea.
Yes, but just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Ooh.
What movie is that from?
The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Let's go! I am in the presence of the self-proclaimed Christmas queen, or she'd go Christmas. Anyway, if you can't tell, we're recording this fairly late at night, so we're a little punchy.
Yep.
Nevertheless, lucky episode 13 is upon us, and we are fresh off one of what I'll call a milestone trip to Disney. It's been a long, long wait, but Riley finally made his triumphant return to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
This past weekend. And boy, did he have the ups and downs and backwards and fronts of that trip.
Daddy got some of the backwards.
We'll get into that later. The little guy experienced a little bit of everything and the full range of emotions that come with a visit to the Magic Kingdom.
He was not his normal park going self. He had to get back into the rhythm.
Right. From the routine of getting up early to hop in the car to head down there for rope drop to, you know, dealing with the heat to the overwhelming nature of the loud music and his favorite characters driving by. It was almost like he
spent
so much time, you know, digesting his favorite Disney characters in like the Disney Plus setting in the living room.
Yeah.
That it was almost surreal to look on his face sometimes seeing his friends strolling down the street past.
I think it was different for us to get back into the rhythm of having a baby.
Yeah,
well, not a baby, bit. But a toddler there.
Right. Now what I did make note of, at least personally, I don't remember if we talked about it or not, but like how little effort we put into like packing his stroller. I recall times,
oh my gosh,
even, you know, just a little less than a year ago, taking him down there and it'd be a whole production, the amount of stuff I'd pack in that stroller.
He was on bottles too, so packing bottles and formula and stuff.
Yeah, how organized that little backpack would have to be, all the different things we made sure to have in the stroller, a fan, cooling towels,
changing pads, change of clothes, another change of clothes,
umbrellas, the whole nine yards,
multiple sunscreens,
a rain cover for the stroller, all these things we used
to bring. Multiple bottles, sippy cups, powdered formula, and rice to thicken the formula, and bottled water so we didn't have to use Florida water, and
all these things we used to have to consider that we just. It's a lot easier having a toddler almost.
Yeah.
It's a little more challenging for managing emotions.
Yes.
But packing's a lot easier.
Yeah.
We kind of just rolled up, packed up his backpack, threw some diapers and snacks in there, a couple toys, and off we went. And then in the bottom of the stroller, we had his bag and the souvenirs we ended up buying him.
So it might have been easier, but not cheaper.
Right. So we'll get right into it here. Sort of on a whim, we're sitting on the couch on a Friday night here in Jacksonville and thinking to ourselves, well,
it was originally we weren't going to go because there wasn't any availability. I mean, there was for Epcot at some point, but that had gone away. But then I happened to just be on Facebook and see Disney Tourist blog posted about the annual pass holders. They opened a new like pool of stuff, and there was times again. So I ended up going on and basically asking you, like, right. Do you want to go? Like, it was already Friday night. Normally we would go down Friday late afternoon to get there and settle in, but like, and we would pack beforehand and stuff, but it was, what time was it that we left? Like 4:30?
Yeah, 4:35-ish.
No, it wasn't that late.
It might have even been, no, it was fairly late, because it was dark when we got there.
Yeah, but it gets dark at like 8.
That's fairly late.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we got there around 8:30, because then Riley ended up going to bed at like 9.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So which means we didn't leave that. We might have made the decision around 4:30, but we didn't actually leave the house till closer to 6.
Yeah, good point. So, yeah, basically I went on and saw Magic Kingdom had openings and snacks drawn up for Saturday, and
away we went.
Yeah, we just kind of, it helped that we left things at my grandparents' place that we were going to, some things.
Yep.
But pretty much just threw some stuff in a bag.
We were able to pack light, head down there, had some clothes waiting for us. We still had some food and drink down there. We didn't have to do much grocery shopping. Of course, I get down there and realize I had not brought socks or underwear. So I had to make a late night Target run.
Which was so weird, because I thought Walmart would be open later and Target, I thought, closed at like 9-ish.
Right.
Incorrect. Opposite.
Target for the win. It was closer anyway, which is nice.
Yeah.
So the following morning, we set our alarms and rope drop was at 9.
Yeah.
So for us to make that, we have to leave Grandma and Grandpa's house in Lady Lake at roughly 7:45. So Riley's been sleeping in a little bit these last couple of weeks,
which has been really nice.
Which has been nice for us, but not so nice for training to go to Disney.
Yeah.
So we had.
He hasn't learned the "I'm not a morning person unless I'm going to Disney" mentality yet.
So we had to nudge him awake a little bit with some carefully placed loud fridge opening and clanging some dishes together. Yeah. He got the hint. He got up. We packed him up. And by the time we got him in the car and had his movie playing, he was in good shape. Mm-hmm. Made our way down to the Magic Kingdom. And we were able to park and surprisingly close. Because we arrived slightly after 9.
Oh, yeah.
And we parked, I mean...
I thought I saw a lot of cars already there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh boy, today. Because I knew it had since like sold out again. So I'm like, this is going to be a heavier crowd. We're not there right away. We're going to end up like more towards the back of the parking lot. When I say the back, I mean the back of the COVID parking lot.
Right.
Because it's not as full. But, you know, we ended up driving up and we were in. So we weren't in the preferred or handicapped, obviously. But we were in
the villain section, and
yeah.
I would say roughly 300 to 400 yard walk from security check.
Yeah.
At the ticket and transportation center.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
We were up there. Yeah. We were close.
It's nothing. That's a nothing walk. I mean, yeah. That's half a
mile. I was very pleasantly surprised about that.
So that was great.
Because as you know, there's no trams.
Right.
But I mean, from what I saw, nobody, I think, really was in dire need of trams.
No.
Judging by the parking lot, so.
Right. It was nice. It was a quick little walk up. Security was quick and efficient, as it has been the last few times we've been there. And hopped right on a monorail, and away we went. And, you know, we were in the Magic Kingdom by nearish to 10, I'd say. And off and running. Now, I'll say that my observation of, while they did open up more pass holder reservations, I think it was still a relatively light crowd in spots. There were different parts of the park where it was very obviously a larger crowd than there had been. When you head up into old Fantasyland and different areas around Frontierland where there's going to be that heavy traffic anyway, it felt like a normal day at Magic Kingdom.
But I also think people are trying to get in their last rides on Splash Mountain before it closes. So everybody's kind of like there. Right. Like the majority of the crowd that's allowed into Magic Kingdom is there. You know, the early starts to the day. And then just that old Fantasyland where Peter Pan and Small World is, it's just a really congested area anyway. It's a small walkway.
Right. And then,
especially when you're trying to social distance, it definitely seems a lot more crowded.
Yeah. And now while there was a lot closed in Adventureland, I thought it felt still pretty full with the amount of foot traffic around Pirates and the transition from...
And when he says closed, he means like the gift shops and stuff and that kind of stuff. All the rides were open in Adventureland.
I think the largest gift shop on Main Street felt like a normal crowd in there.
The Emporium.
Mm-hmm. You got to certain parts of it where it was very obviously a little overcrowded.
Yeah, I would say Madhouse a little bit.
That I mean, the sections escape me, but it was the section that's closest to the main entrance of the park.
Yeah, it's the section where the stuffed animals are, all the kids' stuff. So anytime a normal kid sees that giant display, they're just going to run at it. Well, that was what was happening. Basically, everybody, it's such like a cluster there that it was.
But there were, for every section of the park that felt normal, there were just as many that were very sparsely populated. And you had plenty of room to walk around and plenty of room to make decisions and pause for a second and look around without fear of someone walking into you. Like it was fairly spread out, especially in like Tomorrowland has a lot of that. The area is already pretty spread out and conducive to spacing, which is nice. But I thought it was pretty light in that area just in general. We were able to hop on and do a few rides. Our first ride of the day was Pirates of the Caribbean. And of course, you know, Riley had a good time. It's always fun taking him on these rides at different stages of his young life because he reacts to them differently.
Yeah.
That was his first ride when he was what? A little over a year old?
No.
Oh, he was younger.
He was younger than that. He was like six months.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. Right. So he was, you know.
I wasn't waiting until he was over a year to take him.
Right. It was April, right? Yeah. Something like that. Approximately 6 months old. That was his first ride with Pirates. Now here he is going, you know, nearing his second birthday. How he reacts. He reacts to them like he's doing it for the first time. Because he doesn't really remember any of that.
I would say every ride's different. And like this ride with Pirates, you know, there was a point where he got a little fussy. Yeah. We don't know why. We're still unsure.
No, I don't know.
But it was like he didn't want to sit down, but he didn't want to stand up. He just didn't want to sit by himself or on our lap. And then you picked him up and plopped him on your lap, and then he just sat there for the rest of the ride. Yep. It was just like a little thing.
Yeah, we went from Pirates, and
actually ran into my colleague Sarah, which is Sarah Bricker is Tom Bricker from Disney Tourist Blog. That's her husband, and she contributes to that blog as well. She's actually, for lack of a better term, my boss. She's so sweet and so amazing, and I was so excited to meet up with her and just catch up for a moment. Of course, we did a nice social distancing picture, so that was great, just to see another familiar face outside of the COVID quarantine situation. Right. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And from there, we hit up Country Bears.
We did.
An old classic. And Riley's always mixed on Country Bears.
Yeah.
For a kid who loves music and dancing, you know, that style just doesn't hit with him.
No, he was doing this weird thing where he just kept wanting to almost be upside down in my lap and not wanting to watch at all. Very so I just let him.
A very silent tantrum.
Yeah, it was.
But don't worry,
there's unsilent.
Right. There's times.
That's not a word, but.
Perked right up and enjoyed it. But Country Bears is always nice. I always like Country Bears. It's fun.
I know.
And
we all love Big Al.
We didn't linger in that area for too long. We made our way pretty quickly over to Tomorrowland. And that's when we...
Well, we stopped a little bit.
We took some pictures in front of the castle.
Yeah.
Considered a churro. Passed it up for the time being. Reapplied some sunscreen and moved on to... we were in Tomorrowland and we were debating doing Space Ranger Spin or...
Going to Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, right? Mm-hmm. We saw the line for Little Mermaid was a little longer than we...
I mean, it had posted 25 minutes.
Right.
Which isn't bad at all. I mean, on the board when we originally saw it, it was posted 15. Then by the time it got there, it was 25. But the problem is that it's because of the social distancing. You're outside
in the queue gets really
like
long.
The hot in the, you know, sun. They do have umbrellas set up and it's nice. And I wish I would have brought our umbrella this time. I always say that and I always forget. Just to kind of do shade, especially if you have a toddler or like a kid or something, just for that aspect. So the sun's not beating directly on them. But, you know, we were not in a hurry. So we just were like, meh. Okay, let's go eat something instead.
Right. So we, before we
ended up... It's always an option.
So before we ultimately went over to check out some rides in Tomorrowland, we hit up Cosmic Rays.
Mm-hmm.
I like Cosmic Rays. I got no complaints there.
Yeah.
Had a nice chili cheese dog.
Yep.
What'd you have?
I got the grilled chicken club, and it had bacon and cheese on it. And then they, of course, have their toppings. Not as an intense topping bar as it normally is, but... They did have, like, sauces to put on it. But, I mean, I thought it was fine.
Good spot for toddler food. Riley hammered some French fries.
Riley hammered a lot there.
And I paid for it later. Riley hammered some French fries. He hammered
Uncrustable,
like a PB&J deal. Some applesauce.
Orange.
An orange.
And apple juice.
Apple juice, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but, I mean, he almost ate an entire side of fries by himself, which...
Oh, yes.
They're not
and
small.
But it was so cute. He had kind of a milestone there.
Right.
I mean, he's kind of said it before, but not in the context we wanted him to.
Right.
So I sometimes work with Riley and try and do, you know, sign language. And he's done more before, like if he just wanted more or something. So I gave him a French fry, and then I tried to get him to say more. And... out of the blue, which we've been working on before, but that's not what I was trying to do. He just goes, pwee, pwee. And he was asking, please. And I was like, you can have as many French fries as you want. Because it was just so cute and so sweet. And it was just, he knew what he was trying to say. And,
right.
You know, knew the context of it. So it was just really cute.
Yep.
And then we split one of the s'mores desserts.
Oh, so good.
Which was so good.
It's like a big s'mores Pop-Tart.
Yes, really exactly. Good. I really enjoy the s'mores Pop-Tart. I enjoyed the French fries. I don't know if I would get the chicken club again. Maybe if they had the full toppings bar. But I really enjoyed the last time when I got the grilled chicken Greek salad. I would go for that again.
Yeah, if you want a quick option... Quick in and out, Cosmic Rays is just fine.
And of course, we did the mobile ordering, and we had to wait like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah,
so we just went into Star Traders and shopped, which I'm pretty sure that's what everybody else did because there was just kind of like a line going into Star Traders from Cosmic Rays. But it was nice.
Yep. Good meal.
Good break.
And, you know, to digest a little bit, we checked in on the line at Space Ranger Spin. Still a little long for our liking.
Because theirs, too, was also in the sun. There was definitely a lot more umbrellas.
Yes.
But because it weaved in and out, it looked long.
Right. And then instead, we took in... The Carousel of Progress, which we love the Carousel of Progress.
We do.
On an earlier episode, our friend of the program, Scott Manzi, put the Carousel of Progress on his top five rides, which, you know, nice plot twist. So, but it's always a classic. It's fun just to see, get a kind of a window into Walt's world.
Yeah.
And the way he viewed it and the way he wanted us to see it. Which is cool. It's cool. It's just a little piece of history there, and I hope they don't ever move on from that ride because it's literal. It's literal history sitting in there.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So, but you know, we get
into, we don't all have the same appreciation for the ride.
We get to the third segment of that ride, and Riley had it.
Oh my gosh. And everybody knows this is a dark ride. It's super quiet because everybody's just basically you're in like an auditorium setting almost. Small listening. Auditorium setting. Right. And you're listening to what he's saying. That's the entire point of this. And we're talking screams to end all scream.
Full meltdown. Pulled up a little YouTube. Janelle acted fast.
Calmed him right down. Yeah. And basically, I didn't have any, like, sound on. It was basically just the pictures. And he was, like, sitting on the floor, like, giggling.
Yeah. So, work.
But, like, you, of course, have the classic, like, people, like, glaring at you and staring at you.
Always uncomfortable, but.
You know, we definitely aren't the first and we definitely won't be the last. Nope. Walt Disney World is a place for families and children.
Correct.
And it's going to happen. Yep. And it happens a lot.
Yep.
That's what I kept telling myself to calm myself down from anxiety, being like, oh my gosh, I'm ruining everybody's time.
So I think we went, and look, for anyone who was annoyed by the crying, the line was short enough. They could have gotten right back on and gone again.
Yeah, right. Until later when the line was really long.
I don't feel bad. It's a little buddy having a little breakdown. He was tired.
Oh, yeah. He did. He pretty much didn't. Like, nap.
He took a short one later on. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Quick bathroom break and then over to Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
He just bit the bullet to get in line.
Because, look, Buzz is very clearly Riley's favorite guy right now.
Oh, yeah.
And this is after we had bought him a Buzz Lightyear spinner toy with the little lights that spin. Really popular at night. But since the night stuff isn't really open right now. Mm-hmm. They're closing the park fairly early. They don't have as many of those stands around.
And they don't want, because a lot of the times, and I did hear this from a cast member, a lot of places don't have them out, which Pirates seems to be really the only location that has them out, which is weird. But it's because, like, kids go up and, like,
pick them up
and want to play with them. Well, can't really do that because they're not in, like, a package or anything. Right. They're just there, and you just go.
Right.
Take it and go. So they don't have that out for COVID reasons. But for whatever reason, it's at Pirates. Maybe because where they were.
Maybe.
It's so off to the side that I hardly ever see anybody over there.
Or they've just forgotten
it. Or they've forgotten. Well, it worked out for us because we've seen that before and we wanted Buzz and that's the only place we've seen it. So it worked out for us.
So it worked out. So he has his little Buzz Lightyear guy. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go take him into Space Ranger Spin. There's a big Buzz Lightyear as part of that queue. He was a little taken aback by it.
Seemed a little taken aback by a lot of the animatronic situation. Yeah. And I almost wonder if maybe that was the issue with Pirates.
Maybe.
I don't know why. They were just big. And I think it kind of maybe caught him off guard.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe.
But yeah, he was kind of didn't react to Buzz like I thought he was going to react to Buzz.
And then after a little bit of a delay in the line, we were feet from getting on the ride. And we had a little bit of a shutdown for 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, we're not sure why. But I tell you what, that I have to say, that had to be the worst social distancing situation we came across.
Right, we had some.
And I debated whether talking about that on this podcast or not, because it's not Disney's fault, but I also don't think it's, you know, people's fault. It comes back to what I was trying to explain last time is, you know, certain points look like they're a lot longer than 6 feet, so people think,
oh, they messed up and forgot a marker here.
But they didn't. But people don't understand that. So I think it was that tied with people in the moment and kind of just forgetting.
It's important to remember, Disney isn't just trying to socially distance you from the front to the back, but also side to side.
Side to side in the queue.
They're trying to create a circle.
Of 6 feet.
Of 6 feet, not just a cone. So it's paying attention to that. As long as you keep your feet on the striped line, please wait here, you're fine.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And if you think, oh, there's no line here, then
there's a reason.
There's a reason. So find a line. And there's been a couple of times where we accidentally walked over the line, too, because the other person was so far ahead or around a corner, especially at Pirates. That was a little hard. And then you see, oh, crud. We were actually on the line we were supposed to be on. So we had to back up so then everybody else backs up. It's just how it is right now.
So just embrace it.
Yeah.
Fight it.
And just really pay attention.
Right. If you have a large party, do your best to keep them all as close to that line as possible. Don't have
the whole multiple party. Lines.
Right.
Do multiple
break
lines.
Break up the party. Do multiple lines. You're all going to get on together. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just do your part so that we can keep the parks open.
Yes. Please. Yes. Please.
And wear your mask properly. They do still, we did hear a couple cast members check people who maybe weren't wearing their mask properly or didn't have it on at all.
Mm-hmm.
We had cast members very politely ask that they put their mask on or wear it properly.
I think you got asked once too.
Yeah.
Like you forgot you got up from the table.
Yeah, I got up from the table and didn't have my mask on because we were eating at Cosmic Rays. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go grab a barbecue sauce.
Which was like right there. We were right by the condiment thing.
I had already been sitting there eating, so I had taken my mask off and I hopped up thinking it'd be a 2-second thing. Didn't even realize I hadn't put my mask back on.
Uh-huh.
Cast member asked me to go back to the table and put it on. I could have been just as easy. By the time I got back to the table to put my mask on, I could have gotten the barbecue sauce and been back. Like, that's how close we were sitting to the bar.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
And they weren't just going to let me slide and do it.
No. And your response is, oh my gosh.
So sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
And you put it on. That's it. It doesn't need to be a fight. You don't need to be embarrassed that you got called out. You don't need to, like, slam back with something. Just do it.
Right. So, you know.
That's our little rant.
That's our rant. Since we experienced enough of it this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Space Ranger Spin was great. Another valiant performance by yours truly.
Yeah. What the heck?
I have found the rhythm on that ride, I tell you. And it's ridiculous. I'm crushing you.
Oh, I just like that one because my arm doesn't have to work as hard as on Toy Story Mania.
Riley,
I actually have to try really hard on Toy Story Mania because my arm hurts.
Riley just sat between us and took it all in. In the picture, you can kind of see his little head poking up over there.
Yeah, he's like looking at everything because everything glows and you see Buzz. And
he loved it. It was great.
Yeah, he did not have a meltdown on that one.
No. Was that the last ride we did?
Yeah.
Wow, we didn't do that many rides.
No, we did Pirates.
Because after that, we threw him in the stroller and he zonked out. He was toast.
Oh, yeah.
So we did a lap around from Tomorrowland to the hub and did a lap around the castle, went up and walked through the castle. They have most of that renovation is done on those pathways they were working on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to walk up into the castle now, walk through it again. That was kind of shut down for a little bit there.
It was
COVID.
Because, and because a lot of stage shows.
Right.
So they had that closed off for, like, when they get ready to do the stage shows. But it was really nice. We got up there, and we were the only ones up there, and nobody was going through the tunnel. It was just, like, a really weird, cool moment.
We really just walked through the tunnel and then walked back through it.
Yeah. Well, we went into Sir Mickey's, but there's nothing really. But it was really cool, because when we came out of the tunnel, on the backside, Anastasia and Drizella are up on the balcony, and they have like microphones on, and they're making comments about people. And they're so funny.
It was good. Yeah, it was really good.
But that was our only moment in Fantasyland.
Yeah, we weren't there for more than a couple.
No, because I think we made the decision that we just kind of wanted to avoid.
Right.
That close quarter situation.
If you didn't listen last week, when the two of us were there by ourselves, we kind of identified where the problem areas could be.
And like we said earlier, was Peter Pan, Small World, that kind of
there's a restroom,
bottleneck
there's a
situation.
Really big restroom over there.
The Tangled restroom. Everybody knows the Tangled restroom.
Right. And that's the pathway to Haunted Mansion. It's just a really area that's very easily congested.
Yeah, because it's really narrow, too.
Yeah, on a normal day, let alone during this. So if it's congested now, imagine when they finally get around to opening up full crowds again, which probably won't be anytime soon, but it's always tight in that area no matter
what. For us personally, we just thought we'd rather avoid that situation because we know we've been on those rides and we'll be on them again.
Sure will.
So
while he was napping, made our way over to the Emporium and poked around, did some shopping there.
Mm-hmm.
He woke up while we were in there. We found our way to the crowded part of the store.
to the excited children part of the store.
And silly us thought we could go to the magic bands and pins and think there weren't going to be a bunch of people around. So, of course, he woke up.
I don't even think we thought of it. We just went over there not thinking, oh, he's sleeping. Maybe we should avoid this.
All right. So he woke up, which was fine. He found himself two toys within arm's reach that he thought were really cool, which were... A Buzz again. Car and a Woody car. Like, Buzz is driving his spaceship and Woody is riding RC.
Yeah.
And they're little, you know, they're, I forget what
they pull, you pull them back and then the cars go.
Yeah, we call them, like, when I worked at Kmart back in the day, not to date myself, we called them, like, point-of-sale stuff. Like the cheaper little toys you'd put near the register.
Oh, that's where they were.
The upsells. Upsells is what we call
them. They were there.
Upsells. So they were near the register.
But it was funny because he saw them.
Right.
And we were like, oh, it's Buzz. That's what he wants, right? So we'd pick it up and give it to him and...
He was satisfied for a second.
Then he started kind of throwing... So we took Buzz and put him back down and... Now, I have to say that was bad of us to take it out of his hand and put it back in the thing. But no worries, everyone. So we gave him Woody, and he wasn't satisfied. So we kept reaching. So we gave him Buzz while he also had Woody, and then he was happy. He wanted both of them like any other child. And
the new parents that we are couldn't say no, so...
They weren't cheap. Like, when he gets older and he's reaching for, like, oh, I want this Xbox, like, I'm going to say no. But for these cute little toys... $10
each.
Not and bad. Then we have an annual pass.
Right.
Discount. I'm going to give him these.
Yeah, so after we made our purchases there, I snagged a new Magic Band, of course. Mm-hmm. One of the newer neon-type yellow colors, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle bought a hat.
I did.
Denim hat.
Denim hat with a little Mickey on it.
Yeah. And,
that I've been eyeing for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then we just decided we had some time to kill because we had a reservation.
Yeah.
And where was our reservation, Janelle?
We went to Tony's Town Square restaurant.
Right. So after we killed a little bit of time, we ended up in the lobby at Tony's Town Square and let Riley... let Riley run around, blow off some steam, but he found his way to, like, the one toy carousel in that whole place.
Oh, yeah, with toys low enough for Riley to reach.
He found himself a nice posable Mickey Mouse, which, why not?
Which... And we tried getting it out of his hand and putting it down and not happening.
So then, of course, you know, as he's playing with this toy, we hear Mickey's parade
cavalcade
going by. And Riley wanted to jaunt out the front door to go watch that. And he takes Mickey with him. So as he's running, I'm like chasing after him. I grabbed the tag, ripped it off, tossed it to Janelle, and we kept going.
Yeah.
Janelle got in line to buy him Mickey with just the tag, which is funny.
So that was a production that we won't get into, but but it ended up raining, right? It had rained or something, and that's why they kind of took it like right out.
Yep. So we really kind of missed it. We didn't see the whole deal.
No offense, I'm happy about because I really wanted to be there when he saw Mickey again.
Right. So we by the time that whole production got over with. our name was called. We went and sat at our table. We were sitting. It wasn't the patio. It wasn't outdoors, but it was like a room to the side that's all glass and windows, which is really nice.
And we were right by the window.
I hadn't been in there before. Big fan of the scenery. The way
it
it's,
is really
the whole
cute.
Aesthetic is really nice.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been in there because it's had such... I'm sorry, but it's had some... terrible reviews over the past few years. So we just kind of avoided it because, you know, we weren't annual pass holders before. So it wasn't like we got to eat at Disney a lot. So I wanted to make sure we were hitting places we hadn't eaten before or places we really enjoyed and needed to get back to. But recently, you know, it's had some good reviews. So I'm like, you know what? We're annual pass holders. We're going to be back. There's not that many places open anyway, so let's try it.
Right.
So.
And, you know.
We tried it.
We tried it, and boy, did it exceed my expectations.
It exceeded mine, because I was not ready for.
My general rule of thumb as a good old Italian boy is to generally avoid chicken Alfredo at a restaurant because I know how easy it is to mess up. It's either you can tell that the sauce is out of a can, or they tried to make it on their own and it's way too watery and
it's not good.
And drippy.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. But, like, I love Alfredo, and when it's good, it's good. But if it goes bad,
usually usually those are the two ways it goes bad, and it's more often than not. But I rolled those dice, and I'm so glad that I did. This was a true home-style Italian chicken Alfredo.
And we were really worried about it being really heavy because we saw somebody next to us had it, and it looked kind of heavy.
It was light and airy. The sauce was perfect.
It was flavorful.
It adhered to the noodles perfectly. The chicken was grilled and juicy. It was so good.
Yeah.
I'll have it again.
Yep. And I went with the steak medallions.
Yes.
When I met up with Sarah, I asked her what she had had because I knew that they went and they really liked it the last time. And she said she got the steak medallions. And I was like, between that and the Alfredo. And I was very nervous about the Alfredo because I didn't want it, if it came dense, I didn't want it sitting in my stomach. Because if it does, I really don't feel well then for the rest. And I didn't want it to be ruined. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to go with the steak.
Good choice.
Oh my gosh. It was a good choice. My mouth is watering just thinking about it right now. How embarrassing. The steak medallions were super juicy. They were thick. I ordered it medium rare and it was cooked perfectly. It came with broccolini and then
some potatoes,
some grilled tomatoes and some roasted potatoes, and all of that had like kind of like a butterish sauce on it.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So good. And I would hands down get it again. We did get the appetizer.
It was the caprese. Okay. You can skip it. It was a deep for what it cost. It was $13 for.
You're basically getting giant tomatoes.
The tomato to mozzarella recipe was not.
No, they were like three little tiny balls of mozzarella.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't probably what it was.
I would skip that and maybe get something else.
Yeah. And then Riley got the kids cheese pizza,
which was really good.
Yeah.
I tasted it. It didn't taste like the cheese pizza from my Disney childhood, I remember.
Yeah.
The cheese pull.
Generous with the cheese.
Ooh, the cheese pull was amazing. Perfection.
Yeah, very good. He liked it. He was good. He ate most of it.
Yeah. So would you eat there again?
Oh, I'd eat there again.
Oh, me too.
100%. It's kind of that hidden gem. Like, a lot of people just skip past the front part of the park and move on. Well, they're just drawn in by the castle. But when you go as often as we do, you start to uncover some of these things that are just sort of stuff you would skip past.
And you get a little more easy with rolling the dice and trying new things and maybe trying something that maybe didn't have the best reviews in the past. And I am glad we did.
It was really good. I'm glad we did it. It was tasty.
Yeah. I would say the biggest bummer was maybe the lack of snacks.
Mm. Yeah, I did end up having a churro ultimately, which, you know,
they have the popcorn, the churro, the Mickey bars.
I'm going to alienate a lot of people. I mean, I can take it or leave it. The churro was, I can say now that I've done it, I've had a churro at Disney.
Yeah,
it's good.
I didn't even have a desire to taste it.
It's good. But we got some popcorn.
Dole Whips are there. Janelle was looking for her cheeseburger spring rolls, and they're still not there.
Still not out. The cart's still closed.
But it's there. It's like they're teasing me.
Some news to report on popcorn refills, though. So we brought our bucket. Mm-hmm. We had bought a Steamboat Willie bucket. Mm-hmm. And they aren't just taking your bucket and filling it. You'll buy the $2 refill. They'll hand you a box of the small popcorn.
And you can pour it in your bucket, or you can just eat it out of the box.
I carefully poured ours into the bucket because I wanted the bucket experience.
Yeah, right.
And I was thinking Riley would want some. He did not.
From the last time we were at Magic Kingdom with him, and he was obsessed with the popcorn.
Right.
To not wanting it at all.
Right.
I was like, whatever, more for me. And then we kind of just took the popcorn and sat down at a bench outside of those bathrooms there by the firehouse.
Yeah, near where they sign up the Sorcerer's Club deal. Outside the barbershop, that little area there.
Yeah, we sat there and let Riley play with his little toys.
Yeah, and we skipped around a little bit. That was all pre-dinner. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. We had the popcorn pre-dinner. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So then after dinner...
My bad.
is when we decided to venture up back up Main Street near the hub, and we were just going to change him one more time and head out.
Yeah, because we really like those bathrooms.
Yeah, well, up by the bathroom's up near the purple wall.
Mm-hmm.
They're always relatively empty, and I'm a fan of the really high changing table. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know why it's like so high.
I mean, do not, because I am short.
Janelle couldn't change him on that table. It's so tall. But I like it because I'm taller. But anyway,
and I like it because I don't have to change him then.
Yeah, as we're making our way over there, Mickey's cavalcade rolls by, and Janelle lost it.
Guys, I couldn't even. So we had already seen this cavalcade when we were by ourselves. And it was super cute. And, you know, I'm so happy that they're doing it. It's such a good experience. But having Riley back there, the day was coming to a close. And all of a sudden, he's in his Mickey hat, his Mickey sneakers, his Mickey shirt, and here comes Mickey, and
Mickey found him in the crowd.
Mickey found him in the crowd and was waving and blowing him a kiss and playing peekaboo, and I caught it on video, of course, and Riley's like watching him, and then like even as it kept going past him, like Riley's trying to like look around Daddy and like try and like watch Mickey as he goes down the street, and I just started crying.
Yep. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
So that's when we hopped over and to change him, and oh boy.
Oh boy. Was it?
Pumageddon 2.
Yep.
This boy saves the best explosions for Disney.
You and heard, Daddy.
And me. You heard the tale of the original Poopageddon in episode 3 when we visited Narcoossee's.
Uh-huh.
This was equivalent or worse. It was close.
Well, he's bigger. They're bigger poops.
But it was,
who would have thought we'd be talking about this on a podcast? We're so sorry if you're offended, but it's this hilarious. Is real life. This is the Disney parent.
Let me just
life.
Say, thank goodness we brought a change of clothes, because what we would come to find out in this the aforementioned video that Janelle recorded of Riley watching Mickey, you can see the seepage.
See the poo stain coming through his shorts, resting on his daddy's arm.
Yes, so, you know.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Good thing I was able to crop that out, though. So. Instagram, the crop dimensions, perfect.
Anyway, got the little buddy cleaned up and went out to hang out. And just figured we'd go down a lesser traveled path back towards the hub or back towards Main Street. Yeah,
let him stretch his legs before we took him back to the car.
He just kind of started dancing to the music that was playing out there. He grabbed his toys, put them on the ledge by one of the gardens there.
Yeah.
Was putting on, like, he always likes to line his toys up.
And then he gets down to their eye level and just stares at them.
So he did that and was dancing around to the music playing on Main Street. Mm-hmm. It was kind of just like his little playground.
It was so cute.
Private playground, which
it was
is nice.
So cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Once we let him sort of burn some energy for a few minutes, we packed him up, packed up his toys, and made our way to the exit.
Yeah, and we did the monorail.
Monorail back.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the monorail. He likes just to sit there and look out the window. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were boarding the monorail to leave, Riley, of course, had his two cars
with him.
Oh, my gosh,
him. Yes.
And this is how often we go. The kid knew the drill. He knew that I'd have to sit him in the stroller, and I'd have to tip him on his back, on the back wheels, and to kind of wheelie him up onto the monorail. He knew.
No, you have to say is that these toys are all resting on his little tray, on his
little tray
stroller.
Cup holder.
But they don't fit. Like, they don't fit within the ledge, so they're kind of like balancing.
Right. But he knew enough that that I was about to tip him back, that he knew enough to pick those up and secure them.
He grabbed them all and just hugged them until
we were securely on the monorail. So he knew the drill, which was
funny.
Oh, my
gosh.
And then
so cute.
As I'm backing him off the monorail and we were gone, he knew the drill again. He grabbed them all up, held them all close to his body.
And I was afraid the kid was, like, going to throw them, like, toss them into the tracks of the monorail or toss them out the door or something. Right. And then to see him do that, like, complete opposite
right.
was amazing.
He secured his objects so they would not move around during travel.
They're so cute.
Yep. Got out of there, short walk to the car, and home we went.
Yeah.
Another great day at the park.
Yeah.
And we've got plans to go back every weekend at a different park mm-hmm. for the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We're only allowed to do 3 park reservations at a time.
Yeah.
So we've got 1 day each of the next 3 weekends, yes. which is nice. And we'll look into some dining reservations, maybe, maybe not. We kind of figure it out as we go now.
Yeah.
Just because it's the crowds are so light, things change. Yeah. Our timing changes.
Especially we'll be at Epcot right. again next weekend. Yeah. And, yeah. you know, there's so many food choices right now.
A lot of food choices. There's enough for him to do to keep us occupied mm-hmm. between Nemo and Living with the Land.
Woo-woo!
And Frozen ride and Three Caballeros. There's enough yeah. there where he'll have some fun.
And of course, like Epcot right now is, you know, there's not a ton of people.
Right.
So we can let him get down and just kind of run around.
Yep. Take in the scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
Should be fun. But, you know, that brings us to, as we wrap up this episode, the rapid fire idea I had. Are you ready?
No.
So we discussed briefly how it got pretty hot on Saturday.
It did.
And there was one ride in particular we skipped on purpose because the queue line is 100% outdoors
uh-huh.
and thus very hot. So okay. I wanted to discuss what we, in our opinion, are the most difficult queue lines to stand in because they're outdoors Ooh. And very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I always praise about Disney is that the queue lines are extremely interactive, no matter what the ride.
Yeah.
They're all extremely interactive. They're yeah. all very interesting. But the newer rides have an indoor portion to the queue line,
yeah.
which gives you an AC break before you get on the ride. But there yeah. are some other rides that don't and can be a challenge
yeah.
to wait in line for.
Mm-hmm.
The number one pick here and the ride that we skipped because we did not want to wait in the queue line was Jungle Cruise.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
100%, hands down. 100% outdoors.
And it was a pretty, I mean.
It's hard to wait in that line because there really isn't much of a reprieve.
Even with the Fast Pass, we always get a Fast Pass for that reason. And I even still feel like we're waiting.
Right. And it's nothing against the ride. It's against the wait. And if it's a hot day, if you're going trying to go on that ride in the middle of the day, it's
tough. There's no airflow.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah. Hands
down. So that's a ride we now try to target either early in the morning or late in the day when the queue line is A, lighter, or B, it's cooler, but even still, it's tough.
I'm saying summer. I'm going to skip it for summer.
Right. It's tough. Another one that comes to mind is Kali River Rapids. Animal Kingdom.
I mean, I don't particularly love the ride anyway.
Right. There isn't much of a reprieve in that line. I guess the reprieve is you get soaked during the ride, so the long wait and the oppressive heat is worth it in the end.
Not for me.
The one time I've ridden it was during a downpour. So even the getting wet didn't really do anything.
No.
It took the thrill out of it because I was already head to toe drenched. But that's a story for another day.
Also, Kilimanjaro Safari.
Woo! That's a really long queue line. And even when it's empty, it's a really long walk.
And there's no, it doesn't seem like there's any breeze because there's so much vegetation around.
Yes.
That there's really not a nice breeze or anything.
Yep, yep.
Like, we were talking about how Carousel Progress, like Tomorrowland, is like sun.
Yes.
Like sun.
Right on top.
But Carousel Progress, there seems to be some sort of wind tunnel situation happening between the buildings, and you got a nice breeze while standing there.
Space Ranger Spin, there's a nice long section outdoors before, but there's a long section inside. There's that reprieve, sort of the payoff for waiting outside.
Yeah. I would say Seven Dwarfs
right now, because
right
the way
now.
They're socially distancing the line.
Ooh, that line is wrapped.
Yeah. Now, don't let it scare you. The wait is still not crazy. It's just where you're waiting is bizarre.
Yeah.
So it's already a shortish queue line on the inside of the ride.
Yeah.
So the exterior queue line's fairly long, but you're then they're wrapping you around the entire ride.
Yeah.
The island, so to speak, that the ride takes up. You could be wrapped up all the way around back across the bridge, taking you into New Fantasyland. It's wild how long they've set that line.
No, we're saying that they've prepped for that. So there's line markers for that reason. we haven't seen it.
No, back we have there. Not seen it stretch past sort of Dumbo.
Yeah,
that Dumbo. Corner. But that's still pretty long. But it moves. It's constant.
Yeah, so it's constant.
It's one of the rides they're able to load really quick.
But just have your cooling towel cold before you get in that line. You know, especially with the kids, but they do have umbrella station, but you know, not everybody can be in an umbrella at once.
Some other, socially distant. Some other rides that are mostly outdoor waiting, Tower of Terror is one. If the line's long, you're spending a lot of time outdoors. There is a lot of shade cover with the vegetation there, so that one sort of gets left behind in this argument.
Frozen Ever After at Epcot, because of the social distancing, again, kind of like Seven Dwarfs. Right. It's inside for most of the time, which is nice.
Under normal circumstances,
you're inside.
If there was no social distancing, you almost that line doesn't make it outside. You're almost it's almost entirely indoors at all times for that queue line. But right now, because of the social distancing, you'll spend
it. And remember, it's social distance circumference, so 6 feet around. So because it weaves in and out so much, they had to space that out. Weird. So it's outside. So once again. Bring the sunscreen.
The entire queue line for Spaceship Earth is outside. Right now, there's like no wait for that ride because they're social distancing, and it's a ride that loads constantly.
Oh yeah.
So it's not they're not having any issues there, but under normal scenarios, that ride is 100% queue line outside. Yeah. There's no indoor reprieve there.
I would say one of the harder ones that we experienced was Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Right.
That was...
Yeah. Yes, that was tough. Yep.
And that was the first time we were on it, so it was outside a lot. And that's everybody knows Hollywood Studios.
And that's probably going to be that way for a while. Most of that queue line is outside.
Yeah.
There is reprieve at the end where you're inside for a few minutes, but it's not very long wait once you're in there.
No. And you're socially distanced in there.
Right.
So normally you would be able to almost pack in because, you know, you get to this line where, you know, it's
like a larger queue, theater room
larger and group and larger theater, but they can't do that right now.
Right.
So even though it did kind of move fast, we were maybe, 30 minutes, I think we discussed?
From the time we got in the line to the time we walked off the ride, it was like 38 minutes.
38 minutes. So, yeah. So most of it was outside Hollywood Studios. They do have fans set up, but...
Right now, I mean, you'd have to commit to it. We have yet to be, from getting in line to getting off a ride, we haven't spent an hour yet. It'll be hard to do that. You'd have to seek that out and be okay with it. Like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, we would probably wait an hour if we decided to do it, but we don't. It's just, it's a choice thing.
We could do it for a rider swap, but we just...
Yeah, this was all just to give you that PSA that there are some of these all-time favorite rides where the queue lines are just a little harder to stand in, especially at this time of year, August. June, July in Orlando, Florida can be oppressively hot.
Yeah.
Plan for that. And if those are rides you love and you want to go on, just be ready for that.
Yeah.
That's a piece of it to be prepared for.
Have your sunscreen, have a cooling towel, have water. Yep. Everybody load up on water.
Yep. And that's, you know, another thing to remember that a lot of these places, are they doing the complimentary drinking water right now?
At Cosmic Rays.
Yes.
They were.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Disney is still doing complimentary drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to buy a bottle of water for $3.50. You can walk up to most quick service, most quick service restaurants,
locations,
and ask them, hey, can I just have a cup of water? And they'll provide you one free.
Yeah, and it has ice in it, and you can have as many cups as you want. So, I've gotten me myself, three, because that's all I could carry at that time.
Right.
And just poured them into my water bottle.
Yep. Yep.
And called it a day. I don't know... as far as because of the mobile order system and the social distancing and the amount of people in a restaurant at a time, I don't know how that works with, if you just wanted to get water, hey, I'm at Cosmic Rays, I just want to go in and get water.
Right.
If you ask a cast member if they'll let you go in and just get water or not, I would hope maybe...
Pre-COVID, they were not restricting people just walking into a place.
No.
Bypassing the line and grabbing water. Now they're being a little more strict with making sure you have a mobile order confirmed and complete for you.
Yeah, so I don't know how that would work.
We'll do some research on that this week when we go back.
We can test.
Yep, test that out. So, another good weekend in the parks.
I know.
I'm looking forward to another one this next weekend.
Yep. So we got Epcot this coming weekend.
Yep.
And then we got Hollywood Studios the following weekend.
Oh, boy.
Was able to land that one.
Yeah.
That one's been the dark horse situation to be able to get for everybody.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who listened in on the Galaxy's Edge episode. It was very exciting for us to finally do that. to talk through some of that stuff that we're really passionate about. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Of course, you can always find us at mmhpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Please subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, anywhere you get your podcast. Like, share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. That really helps us. Share it with your friends. We're always open to new listeners. We'd love to hear from you too. So shoot us an email, momagicpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and IG. We are at Mo Magic Hour. And then, of course, check in with us next week. And we'll be back. So awesome. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.